and he went to get in practice then.
I bet he did. I bet the old herb doctor felt pretty bad.
Yeah, he put him out. So we didn't call him herb doctor. We called him, wouldn't give him a stump water. And I said, Doc, what is old Gold giving me that about half to two-thirds of a glass of medicine there about every 15 minutes? I said, you know, I got to where I wasn't drinking. And I said, they just drenched me. I said, I'm going to neglect that much. He said, well, it's just old obedience stuff, just to make you sick. And I know, I was like you said there about the watermelons. I know one thing. I passed out along the fore part of the night, didn't know nothing. Next evening I come to, and a cousin of mine sitting there in bed, and I said, what time is it? He said, about 5 o'clock. I said, no, it can't be the time, 5 o'clock. He said, yeah, it is. And he got up and went to the door and looked over in the west, you know, sun. I said, you mean 5 o'clock in the evening? He said, yeah. I said, well, it might be, but I think it is 5 o'clock, it wouldn't be this light this in the morning.
What did you have? Did you ever find out?
Just stomach trouble. That old doctor said you finally get to where you can't eat nothing but crackers and water.
This was the stomach water man?
Yeah. Hmm. And then there's an old doctor come in here. There's three doctors here now. That's how thickly settled this country was right here. There were three doctors here. Hmm. Couldn't get out one of these other two, and I got into a bone being this bunch of us, and they just eat me up. And I got sick, and some of the boys went and got him, and he gave the least medicine of any doctor I ever saw. Hmm. And he told Dad, I done told Dad, I said, there ain't no use, just keep taking medicine, and buying medicine. I'll die some of these days right quick and easy, and it'll be over with. And this old doctor said, you know, if he'll take the medicine, I can cure him. He told Dad that, and I said, why, that old shit knows he couldn't have any worse medicine than I've been taking off old Doc Gold. So I was down at the store one day, and I said, Doc, Dad told me that you said you could cure me if I'd take the medicine. I said, I can. And I said, well, you just get your own medicine. You can't fix anything any worse than I've been taking, and I've been taking it all right. And he said, it'd take me about a week. Hmm. And he got here, and I taken it, take up this bottle of liquid. I said, well, I got that bottle of liquid taken. What about the other? They said, just go on and take the other. I said, well, you want more liquid? He said, no. And they wouldn't let me eat no meat, they drank nothing when they eat, they eat no biscuits. And they're nothing like that. You just had to eat, might say nothing. Mm. And got through, and I sure did like these red salmons. I like them boogers. Mm-hmm. Of course, they wasn't near as high as they are now. But he said, you just go ahead and take them powders. And I taken them powders and got the hustle. The doctor was up to him and said, well, now you just go ahead and eat all the steak and all the salmons you want and everything else. And I been all right ever since. Well, I said, how much do we set? $1.
My goodness. Was this the young fellow, the one who gave you the hypo?
No, he was, he was younger than either one of the others. Hmm. He was a good doctor, man. He's one of the best pneumonia and typhoid fever doctors I ever seen. He was a country doctor. Them doctors tomorrow, they went and set up and take notice when he began to have such a luck with that pneumonia and typhoid. Hmm.